KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
It's a bleak festive season for frustrated residents of Cinderella Park in Pietermaritzburg, who say they've been without electricity for around half a year. They say Umsunduzi Municipality removed their transformer towards the end of May, telling them it had an oil leak and needed to be fixed. They say it still hasn't been replaced. One resident says it's affected locals and says the most vulnerable members of the community have been suffering the most, while school children recently had to study for exams in the dark.
We have had houses burned down because of candle use. We have had our frail people ill because most of them need their medication refrigerated. We've had to throw out food. While others are in festive mode, we sit in our homes stressed because we are not in the festive mode. We have not had anything bought in our homes because we cannot keep any food items. Things are going off.
Nolene Charlton told Newswatch that their numerous efforts and pleas for help have fallen on deaf ears. Newswatch has reached out to Ward 34 Councillor Roy Ram and Umsunduzi Municipality for comment. And Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says no stone will be left unturned to ensure the safety of families from criminals.
We would want to see our mothers, our fathers. We would want to see our partners. And mostly would want to see our children enjoying the rest of these days to the end of the year, free of any threat from crime and from criminals. We would want everybody getting the joy of being home and among the loved ones.
The minister launched a nationwide safety campaign in the West today. He's launching the KZN leg today in Hammersdale, where two police officers were killed in a shooting last week. Moses Ndlovu, one of the officers killed, is being laid to rest today, where the minister is also expected to attend. Addressing a police parade yesterday, Mchunu said police are already doing the work necessary for busting criminals.
We have to drive them to the sea. We have to make sure that they don't belong in our communities. And everybody out there must abide by the law.
The US says it'll provide over 4 billion rand in aid relief to conflict-ravaged Sudan. The money will go toward food, shelter, and health care. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it brings the total U.S. assistance to over 42 billion rand since the conflict began in the country last year. Blinken was addressing a U.N. council as he concludes his four-year tenure.
Failure to act in Sudan threatens the peace and security that this council is charged with preserving. The world cannot, must not, look away from the humanitarian catastrophe that's happening in Sudan on our watch. The United States has worked intensively with partners to provide relief to the Sudanese people, to end hostilities, to return Sudan to the path of democracy.
Your top story this hour, it's a bleak festive season for frustrated residents of Cinderella Park in Pietermaritzburg, who say they've been without electricity for around half a year. Find more stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.